The city of Austin, Texas, bills itself as the live music capital of the world, and this week it's certainly earning that title. From March 12th through the 16th, Austin is home to the 17th annual South by Southwest Music Festival. Every stage in the city is throbbing with live music, and artists are even playing on the streets, including singer-songwriter Mary Lou Lord.
How long have you been hanging around? Your eyes fixed to the same ground. Your heart is warm, but your hands are cold. You know the truth, but the story gets old.
NPR's Rick Carr covers the music industry, and he's spending the weekend in Austin. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Michelle.
Now, you're on 6th Street, where Mary Lou Lord was playing last night. Why is it that an artist who's recorded on a major label is out there playing on a street corner instead of inside a major club?
Well, Mary Lou Lord will be playing a club date later in the weekend, but what she told me last night is that, you know, this kind of sums up the central dilemma of big events like South by Southwest, which is it about the music or is it about the commerce? And, you know, over the years, the conventional wisdom has been that South by Southwest is increasingly about commerce and less about music. So Mary Lou Lord says, I go out on the street to play because it's just about the music there. It's just about a bunch of people who love hearing what I play.
Keeping it real.
Exactly.
Can you give us a sense of the size and the diversity of the festival?
This is immense. There are 51 venues hosting live music, an average of 5 bands per venue per night over the course of 4 nights. You do the math and that works out to more than 1,000 performances. Now, I have to say that most of those performances are what we could loosely call rock or singer-songwriter music or country music. There's very little hip-hop here. There's almost no electronic dance music, but 1,000 performances, it's impossible to keep up.
You must be like a kid in a candy store.
Yeah, actually, I'm a little disappointed so far. Last night, I was struck by the fact that there's just a lot of retro music being made, a lot of bands that sound sort of like Detroit circa 1970. And, you know, I love that music, but it's a little strange in 2003 to be hearing 20-something musicians making that music. I did see one band last night that totally blew me away, a band called Hella from Sacramento, California. Two guys, a drummer and a guitar player, who, if you closed your eyes, it sounded like at least 4 musicians. I mean, this is literally compositionally amazing music, almost impossible to keep up with where they're going, but really moving and passionate and just really cool.
This has been a bad year for the music industry. This must be somewhat exciting for you to be in a place where there's so much new music and so much energy.
Yeah, I mean, it is very cool because the musicians who are here and the fans who are here just to hear the music are excited as they always are. The people from the music industry are a little, you know, long in the face right now because it is a bad year. The conventional wisdom is that half the bands who are on major labels right now will not be on major labels by the end of the year.
This is a festival that's known for creating buzz. Last year, Norah Jones was the talk of the town, and we saw what happened this year at the Grammys. She swept the show. What's the buzz this year?
You know, I haven't really got a sense that there is a buzz. You know, the big show that nobody could get into last night was actually a band that's been around for quite some time, the British pop band Blur, who played at the MTV-sponsored concert, which I couldn't actually get into. Apparently, NPR credentials don't cut it with the folks at MTV, so I couldn't get in to see Blur.
We're going to have to work on that. All right, well, have a great time, Rick. Enjoy yourself.
Michelle, I'm going to do my best. Thanks very much.
NPR's Rick Carr at the South by Southwest Music Festival in Austin, Texas.